This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Across the U.S., small rural hospitals are closing, arguably where they're needed most. But some hospitals in Wisconsin have managed to survive or even thrive. They've done this by forming partnerships, offering unique services, and getting creative about doctor recruitment. Shemaine Mills tells us how hospitals are holding their own.
People live in the country to get away from it all, but that soothing solitude can change suddenly. Emergencies often have ordinary beginnings, and this one did. It was a meal Karen Hageman can't forget because it almost killed her. At home with her husband, a piece of steak got stuck in her throat. She recalls thinking, I may need a tracheotomy so I don't suffocate.
Kimball was maybe a 20-minute drive from the hospital, and I remember choking and thinking, oh my God, he's got to get me to a hospital.
Kimball's a tiny town in northern Wisconsin where you're more likely to hear the rumble of logging trucks than the screech of an ambulance siren. It's so far north, the nearest hospital is across the border in Michigan. These critical access hospitals, as they're called, dot the rural landscape. They provide life-saving care, but many of the hospitals themselves need a little TLC. One-fifth of Wisconsin's 76 rural hospitals are losing money. 6 years ago, Memorial Medical Center in Neillsville couldn't get a bank loan, recalls Chief Administrative Officer Ryan Neville.
2013, we had 4 days cash on hand. We lost $3 million that year.
To shore up its finances, the hospital became part of Marshfield Clinic. A national group which analyzes the healthcare industry has looked at such partnerships. Michael Topchick from the Chartis Center for Rural Health says he's seen the good, bad, and ugly of these business arrangements across the U.S., but generally, he said they result in better patient outcomes and a stronger bottom line.
So I think affiliation in general is it's something to seek out. Strategically, and you know, the local community can make a decision strategically about how much control do we want to give up, how much independence do we wish to keep. But of course, that's going to be definitely proportional then to the resources you receive.
Independent hospitals are dwindling in Wisconsin. One still open is in Viroqua, where the steep hills of western Wisconsin offer tremendous views, but the winding roads are treacherous travel for the mix of cars, tractors, and Amish buggies. In 2004, retired dairy farmer Jim Service had both knees replaced at the local hospital. Vernon Memorial Healthcare is known for having good outcomes with joint replacement surgeries, and a doctor there will operate on both knees at once, something many orthopedic surgeons won't do.
All I heard is good about him, and I'm going to go see this guy. A couple of my neighbors got their knees replaced, and they said, hey, he's good. So I wasn't going to question that. And all three of us had double knees done.
Specializing in lucrative joint replacement or cardiac care is one way small rural hospitals are trying to attract more patients. Hospitals are also trying to find an untapped segment of the healthcare market. Toma is a central Wisconsin community of 9,000, but attracts patients from further out because the hospital delivers babies underwater in a giant tub at the hospital. But in order to attract more patients, you need doctors to treat them. And it's easier to recruit in urban areas than out in the country, says Tim Size, executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative.
I know hospitals that have had trouble recruiting people. They've actually got someone to say, I want to come work with you. And then when they look at what housing's available and what child care is available, they say they just simply can't make it work.
Some rural Wisconsin hospitals, like the one in Neillsville, have brought in doctors from other countries under a special visa program. In addition, the state's two medical colleges have been training future doctors in rural areas in the hopes they'll put down roots. What's at stake isn't just a hospital for patients. It's also jobs for community members. Remember Karen Hageman, who nearly died choking on a piece of meat? She worked at the local hospital. People would miss it, she said, if it were gone. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.